kids, do they have problems?
No, not much. They'd always get a babysitter, of course. And they work nights mostly. But there weren't too many of those.
How would you get on a night shift? Would that be...
According to your seniority or your choice, so either one or the other.
So you could like bid for a night shift or something?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's the only thing left.
Mm-hmm. But ever since Lynn and I had a problem, did women ever get maternity leave?
No.
Was there any, did women get the same wages as men?
That's right. Same thing. No difference whatsoever.
And seniority, yes, there was.
Yeah.
Okay. And was there ever any sexual harassment of women?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What other things do you do with the jobs, do you think? Can you describe what might come up in a day?
No, it was over a period of time.
Okay, what was
well, like a girl would have an accident or run over something and they break a little something on the whatever vehicle they were driving, and they'd be afraid to report it, which it had to be reported.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't turn a damaged vehicle over to someone else. You had to report what you done. So that, and I'd go and help him.
Anything else that might come up?
Not really.
What about things like being disciplined or criticized by supervisors? Did you go with
them? No. They had to fight their own battles.
Okay, so the job steward didn't go in with them?
No.
And did you... How active were the women in the union?
Not very.
Why?
They were afraid. I think I was the only one that ever spoke at a union meeting. Because I always did speak the line, and now still do it.
What were they afraid of?
Of everyone hearing them. They were just shaking. You can't imagine what they'd be like.
Why do you think that was?
They weren't used to speaking in public. In a union meeting, you'd have 100 or more men sitting around. And they were afraid they'd get laughed at, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Would the men laugh at them?
Sometimes. If they seen they were nervous, they would. Call them sis cats and all the rest of it.
What made you different? Like, why were you not afraid? What do you think?
Because I grew up as a tomboy, I guess. I had three brothers, and I was the only girl. So I used to fight the men all the time. I wasn't afraid.
What issues would you speak on in your meeting?
Anything that happened to come up. Like, we had Mr. Stop Sign. Every time at a union meeting, he would always complain about stop signs. And,
what would he say?
Well, too many of them, or not enough of them, and all this. So we called him Mr. Stop Sign. And one time, it was a meeting, and he got up and he was on the floor, and before he could open his mouth, I got up and I said, "Oh, Mr. Stop Sign again, here we go." I wasn't afraid of it.
What kind of union issues did you speak on? Did you have any that you thought were important?
Or just whatever happened to come up. I forgot now what all happened.
What about contracts?
No, we had a special group that did that.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever on the executive?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about strikes?
Only one.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about it?
Yes, my job was, that's when we had white margarine, and I used to mix the color in it. And we'd make sandwiches for those going out on strike. And boy, did they ever keep me busy.
Okay, so you did sort of some of the kitchen work around?
Well, on strike, the girls took over feeding the men and stuff like that.
Did you ever do picketing?
Yes.
Tell me about it. What was fun?
Boring. You didn't do anything. You just, you were there, and if a streetcar came along or anything came along that was supposed to be out there, you went and stopped it, and that was all it was to it.
Where would you pick it?
At the various garages.
What were the issues in that street?
Money was one of them, but other than that, I don't know.
How long were you out?
30 days.
That's a long time.
It was. It's as long a strike as they ever had, I think.
Mm-hmm. And was that hard?
It was on the people when they couldn't have the streetcar to go to work on and stuff, sure.
So when you were picketing, was there a lot of hostility from the public?
You never seen the public. Because there was no streetcars, you didn't meet them.
What about the people on strike? Was it that length of time, was it hard on them?
Well, we got strike pay.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't have suffered too much.
Right. How did that strike turn out? Did you win it?
Yes.
How did you win it? Like, did the public end up supporting you, or?
No, we just did it by not running the streetcars and buses.
Mm-hmm. And it was an important service.
Why, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Was there any talk ever in the union about trying to do publicity so the public would support you?
No.
Was there a shop steward structure in the union? Like a
yes. Each group of 100 people had a shop steward. And we used to have meetings and talk things over, what each one had. And if it wasn't worth taking up with the executive, we didn't do it.
You mean a grievance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how did you find, when you were at this shop steward's meeting, what was it like being a woman in those meetings?
They respected us. No bad talk or anything. Otherwise, if a woman hadn't have been at, I'm sure dirty stories and everything else would have flew around.
Mm-hmm.
And men were very careful with their language.
Do you think that part of why you got, okay, I'll ask this question first. Do you feel that men who worked here generally respected you?
Yes.
Do you feel that part of that was because you were involved in the union?
Not altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But partially, I suppose.
Did you being asked to help other women
sure.
get respect?
Sure.
And what was the attitude of the union officials towards women working?
Very nice.
Uh-huh. What did they say?
Well, we were glad that we were there, mm-hmm. and that we joined their union, and any complaints we have was carefully looked into.
Did they encourage women to come to meetings and be active?
Well, you're supposed to go to meetings whether you're active or not.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had to have so many meetings in a year.
What happened if you didn't go, if people didn't come?
I don't know.
Were they fined or?
I don't know.
Okay. What kind of things did the union deal with? Like, did you have a sense of the union always being there on the job?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Just if anything happened, you knew you had someone to go to.
Okay. And, were there any contract demands that women seemed to think were particularly important? More than the guys?
No.
How about benefits?
We got the same.
Did you get equal pensions?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Did the women in the union ever meet as women? Are they socially or?
How do you mean?
Do you guys ever get together and go out for a beer, or do you ever get together to talk about, let's say, an issue that you wanted to meet?
Not at all. When the meeting was over, you went home, and that was it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever train people to drive?
No. They had special men for that. Four, I think. Yeah. Four.
Okay. And, how about political involvement in the union? Were there any political organizations involved?
No, no.
The CCF wasn't active?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What about your family? How did they respond to you?
I'm all by myself.
Okay. How did your family feel about trade unionism?
I don't know. My family was out in Edmonton.
Did you remarry while you were working or after?
After.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would have said that whole time. And, do you remember any ways that the work changed over the time that you were there?
It got better.
How?
Or maybe you just become more experienced, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time going up 10th Avenue to Sassenach. I didn't know the streets. They were all, I had them all wrote down, and I give the guy a bell every street they called out, and he stopped so I'd know where I was. It was a foggy night, and I didn't tell him about it for quite some time. He says, I'm sure we didn't have that much load, but I stopped every time. That's so I wouldn't get lost.
How would you learn a route?
Oh, you should know them. We went over them in your 118 hours training.
You learned every route in the city?
Yes.
Did the routes change as you?
Once in a great while.
And then you, how would you learn any routes?
Well, you'd not.
Okay. And was it physically hard work?
No.
Driving a bus?
so.
Wasn't hard on your shoulders?
No. Come on in. Here's an old bus driver.
Nobody on that line.
Yes, there was. I know because they sent me out to Richmond and I didn't know Richmond. And I was supposed to go down number 2 road and come back number 1. I went down number 1 and came back number 2.
So we have you,
I guess it was, there was no mail in.
Learning the street, okay, and it wasn't physically difficult work, eh, like it?
No.
Okay, what about, government cutbacks? Did they have an effect in the number of people? Did you ever beat up in the amount of work you'd have to do or anything like that?
Not that I remember.
Do you remember any other stories about work
Oh, I could go on for days and days and days. No, it don't matter.
Well, no, it's interesting because I think it gives people a sense of what it was actually like to do the job. So if you've got some, that would be good.
Oh, no.
Tell me what a day was like how you start your morning and what it would feel like as you went through it.
Well, you was just glad to get it over with.
Uh-huh. Okay, what would you do first thing in the morning when you came to
work? We had a big round table and you had your transfers. And your card that you made out, and you sat down and filled these all out. And then you go out and get in your bus and warm it up, and that's the way you go.
What was the card that you'd fill out? What was that for?
For the company.
To know, to say you clocked in, or?
No, to say that you were on the job, I guess, that was the main thing.
Okay. And you get on your bus then, and you'd go?
Yeah.
Where after you became bus driver, there wasn't a conductor yet? Or
No.
Okay, so how often did you get breaks?
You didn't. Not for lunch, not for dinner, not for anything. You did your 8 hours and that was it.
So in that whole period of time you worked, there were no breaks?
No.
What about split shifts?
They were what we called AMPMs. And you would do the one, and then you'd go home and you'd come back and do the other.
How many hours were they?
Oh, some was 4 hours, some was 3, some were 2.
Right.
And you had to work the full 8 hours. So you work 2 hours, and then you go home maybe for 2 or 3 hours. And you come back and finish off.
Okay. And, so you'd work through for 8 hours. What about supervisors? Were there supervisors?
Yes. And you always had to be on time. You couldn't be late or ahead of time.
Where would the supervisors be?
You never knew.
What happened? Were you ever late?
Oh, sure. Short turned lots of times. But I was never ahead of time. One time a supervisor was out of his place. He was supposed to be at Thurlow, and he was at Robinson. And he says, "You're 2 minutes sharp." I said, "Look at the traffic ahead of me. I bet when I get down there, I'll be 5 minutes late." I was 7 minutes late.
Would you get into trouble for being, you got into more trouble for being early, eh?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because you was too close to the guy ahead of you.
Okay.
And the guy behind you took a beating.
Uh-huh, right. What about rush hours? What were they like?
Not too bad. because they had so many more buses on. The first one in the rush hour would go through quite good. The second and third would take an awful load. The fourth and fifth would go through good. So you got smart after a while and signed on the first one or the fourth and fifth.
What was it like when there were lots of people on your bus? What was the difference between riding with a really full bus?
And none.
Could you see though? And would you worry about the passengers?
No. They were supposed to be either hanging on or standing up there sitting down, so you didn't worry about them. You'd drive good though.
Mm-hmm.
No sudden stops.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel as a bus driver sort of responsible for the well-being of the...
Never thought of the people. If you didn't have the tape on, I'd say to hell with them.
Mm-hmm.
Once they paid their fare and got on, it was their responsibility, not yours.
Did you always feel that way, or did you feel... Yeah?
Yes.
What kind of skills do you figure you learned as a kid that helped you be a bus driver?
Being born on a ranch.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Crowds, cattle and people are the same. They all rush, and now I'm not going anywhere.
Did that turn out to be true? That
yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. That's like one time I was on a Kitsilano run where all the soldiers used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just stampede to get on. And so one day after we got started, I said, "Is there a sergeant on here?" And he came back. And I says, "Line your men up. I can take two at a time, but I can't so take six at a time."
That's great.
And he did. Because they used to come in both doors, put the money in and go and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And when they all rushed there, this one pushing that one pushing that one out of the road, and you couldn't get them loaded at all.
What about people with kids? Was it when you'd get to a bus stop and there'd be children there or someone with groceries in their arms, and that was it hard? Did you worry about being late or?
No, you never worried about being late. You pulled the brake on and helped them if you could. And other than that, you didn't do anything. It's like a woman got on one time with a bunch of grapefruit and oranges in her bag bulk. And she started screaming. I just pulled the brake on and I stopped. I says, "What seems to be her trouble?" "Oh, there goes my orange," she said. I said, "Go pick it up." But she, no, I can't say. Turned off. Well, our union was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about any other union. I would never belong to one. But our union, they always give you consideration.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you had a story to tell, they'd listen.
Was that the leadership you're talking about?
Yes.
How were they elected?
By ballot.
Mm-hmm. And were most people who worked for the union, had they come up through the ranks of the union? Or were they hired on?
They were just ordinary people.
Mm-hmm.
They were popular or they wouldn't have got in the union.
Mm-hmm.
That is to be the directors and the president and the secretary.
Mm-hmm. What kind of skills did you need to be a union rep?
None.
Did you need to be able to talk well? Or?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Okay. How about the way you felt towards management? What kind of attitude would you need?
They were always your enemy, regardless. Whether they were or not is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you treat them like enemy.
So how, let's say you had
a grievance and I was the management person, how would you talk to me?
Just normally.
Mm-hmm. Would they, would you go into a meeting alone or did you always go in with other union representatives?
No, unless it was serious, then you had the president of the union with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had to.
What about for that woman who was fired? Did you handle that alone?
Yes.
That's great. Okay. Were there any other union people who were, like union, other unions that your union worked with?
No, no, no.
So mostly it dealt with people on the job in your area?
Yeah, so our union was only a company. Well, we were the union of the company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was the company like? What was BC? It was BC Electric in those days?
Both.
When did the change happen?
Mm-hmm. When all the streetcars went and the all buses.
Became BC Hunters. Okay. And what was the company like as an employer?
A good, I guess.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I didn't have much to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Were there like baseball teams and social activities?
Oh, yes, they had baseball teams, but they were all men.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you ever on any union committees other than being a shop steward?
Sick committee.
What did that do?
I went and visited anyone that was sick, seen that they had enough food. But other than that, no.
Did you guys used to joke around at work a lot? Would you tell jokes to each other and talk? And
if you were friendly with the person, I suppose you did. But if you weren't, you just tend to your own business and that was it.
Were you, did you, as a bus driver, were you isolated a lot? Did you work alone? Or?
No, not really. You'd wave every time you went by a bus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you meant, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Great. The difference between a steel car and a PCC car.
A steel car had two people on it, and the PCC only one.